Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Csaba Németh today. Mr. TK scaling, Mr. TK new view, Mr.
Yes.
Table list, and today, Mr. Toggle switch.
First of
and
all,
I also want to say Mr. Androwisch, because we have first moved to Androwisch in this application, which is great. Thank you.
First of all, I just want to show you I have an abstract too. That is the first time that you can see a presentation with an abstract. So okay, I had to submit an abstract to be registered. So and this is the abstract.
Darf ich bitte nur auf den Lautsprecher umschalten?
Also, so, bitte. Okay, but this is not very interesting. So let's see something more interesting. What is a toggle switch? A toggle switch is a widget that you can see everywhere on every platform. On your smartphone, on Windows, on the Mac, on Linux, everywhere actually. But we don't have any toggle switch widget in our TK. That is really a pity. For example, let's see the DConf editor. That is the registry of Unix of GTK based desktop environments. Do you see here? Everywhere you can see this toggle switch widget. This is just one of the very 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 many examples for this widget. Or let's see now a screenshot made on the Mac, maybe. Zoomed in. What you can see, the Mac OS uses a quite big toggle switch widget for the title of that page in this year of the VLAN, that WLAN settings, and also a very, very small one, a tiny one. And that also was the motivation for me to provide this widget in three different sizes. I'll show you later what I mean. The same. Let's see on Windows. Oh, yes. At least on Windows 10 and Windows 11, this has become a very commonly used widget. I don't know whether Unix was the first platform or the Mac. I am nearly sure it was not Windows, but it is not so important. Important is now every platform has this widget, and our beloved TK has actually all the basic widgets, but no toggle switch. So that was the reason and the motivation for me to provide such a widget. Okay, let's come back to the presentation. Now you had enough time to read the abstract, so let's go to the next page. This is the widget itself, actually a part of the manual. Of course, there is a manual. Of course, there is a user guide, and there is a reference document. Both are in HTML. So that is what I always do when I develop a new widget. What is actually a toggle switch is like the check button, but not exactly the same. At any rate, it has the basic functionality of a check button. It can have an off value. You can see the cursor. Yes. So it does have an off value, on value, and a variable option, just like a check button widget. But in addition, it has its own API. Actually, the most important command is switch is it is called switch state. With that command you can query the current switch state, and you can also set it, and that is all you need. The compatibility with the check button is just a bonus, because many of you are used to use a check button just by setting the variable, so actually if you have a check button in your code and now want to replace it with the toggle switch, so you don't have to change your code at all. Just like a toggle switch instead of check button, and the rest can will work just like before. Now you can see again the options are especially this off value, on value, and variable. I have already mentioned them. But there is also a size option, as I have already mentioned. There are three different sizes, and these they are just called one size one, size two, and size three. These are no numbers. These are IDs. So what you see, that is not the number one, but it is a string. One, the ID one, or ID two, or ID three. Yes, and the commands. So the API is really quite simple. The main command is switch state. As said, you can either provide a Boolean argument, parameter to set the switch state to on or the off, to on or off, one or zero or whatever. So whatever is allowed for a Boolean, and you can also query the current value. This command named toggle is just a shortcut for querying the switch state, and after that setting it to switch between 0 and 1 as Boolean values. These other this attrib has attrib and unset attrib. These are just additional commands, additional subcommands. You can see them in all widgets that I have written in table list, in mantry, and in scroll area, scrollable frame, and so on. So everywhere, this is to. actually, I'm really proud of this because this is an object-oriented way to attach arbitrary data to your widget. So you don't have to use any additional external variables. So you have your widget, which has its commands, subcommands, but it can have also arbitrary data. I will show you in a minute such a use case for this ethlib subcommand. Okay. The rest are just usual, just common TTK specific commands like identify and instate and state. Yeah, you can see the command called state was already was no longer available. So I had to name our specific command switch state instead of state. But I think this is also a better name because it is really not just a common state, but it is really just one specific state. So the state and this state, this switch state, it refers to the switch state. So to the value of the actually to the value that distinguishes between the state on or off or one or zero or true or false, whatever. So this is just a boolean value. Okay, next. An example, a demo script. Here you can see the widget in action on the Mac. On the Mac, you can have with the same code, so you don't have to change anything in your code. But if the user, let's say, has started the application after that he changes, for example, the mode from light mode to dark mode, then the widget will be updated automatically. The program doesn't have to do anything. So the widget will become dark, as you can see here. But all this, the same is true for the accents, the so-called accent color. The Mac has, I don't know, 8 or so different accent colors, and whichever you change, you select, the widget will adapt its colors automatically. Unfortunately, we don't have this automatic. Those automatic adapting on Windows. It is really a pity, but this is another subject. The state of our TK for Windows is hopelessly outdated. Okay, but it is, as I said, this is another subject. Maybe on the after that within the panel we can say something more about this. And now for our standard built-in themes, for example, for the theme called default or for Clam, we have our specific appearance. And here you can see if we change the switch state of the last toggle switch from on to off, then as just a small demonstration example, then it changes the state of all the other toggle switch widgets and the labels here to become disabled. Okay, I'm not ashamed to show you also the code, because it is really simple. You create you just call TSV toggle switch with three different sizes, size 1, 2, and 3. You set the switch state of the second widget to 1. Okay. And after that, we create a fourth toggle switch widget, this time without specifying the size, because the default value is 2. So this is now the toggle switch widget having its default value, default size. And now we also have a command for to be executed whenever the switch state toggles, gets toggled. So, okay. And this command does nothing else than it just sets the state, the normal TTK state of the other widgets to the disabled flag, which is part of the global of the state of these widgets it either sets that flag or clears it. Okay. But I wanted to show you how it works. Just a minute here. This is demo. Okay, now it runs, and this is the way how you can change the switch state. Either by moving the slider, or by just clicking the widget, and you don't even have to move the slider. To drag the slider, you can also click anywhere into the widget and then move the mouse, and the slider moves then in the same direction. So this is just a minimal demonstration for how to use this widget. I also wanted to show you which themes now. For example, if we take This theme, you can see now some different colors are used. Or if we take the droid theme, where is droid that theme? Why is it important? Why is the droid theme so important?
Androvish.
This is the default, instead of default, this is the default theme on Androvish. So that is important for Android. And why is the plastic theme so important? Actually, it is not important at all. But it is, yet it is just because Droid is based on actually is derived from the plastic theme. Okay, and for the same for this reason, the droid theme and the plastic theme use the same color. So this is a this is not exactly the same color as for example for old or can you see the difference? So this is some other color. Or if you take a dark theme, you can see again the colors are a little different. Nah. So this is I have or all together I think support for 11 or 12 different themes. Yes, for example, for and in addition for the theme, for the Vista theme, I have two variants. One is for Windows 11, and the other one is for Windows 10, and earlier. Nearly the same color, not exactly the same color, but also the dimension, the size, the physical size of the widget is not the same. So that is not my fault. I just wanted to make it conform to Windows. So Windows 10 uses certain dimensions for the native toggle switch, and I wanted to respect these native specifics. Okay, I think that was enough for the first demo, and now let's see the second demonstration. This is not true. This is, of course, something which also involves TableList, because I just want to show you how it can also be used for interactive cell editing within a TableList widget. Yes. But it is best to show you live what you how it works. Editing ops. Okay. For example, for this is this column is actually a Boolean setting. So it is actually quite easy, quite logical to use either a check button as embedded widget for the editing, for the time of the editing, or this new one, this new toggle switch widget. And okay, this is just a demonstration to show you. These are just various options which are related to the editing, interactive cell editing. For example, auto finish editing. This is just an option which refers to. For example, refers to the case that the editing is made with the aid of a combo box. Odd. Okay. Can you see? It was the new value was immediately applied without this option. You have to. For example, you have to press return. Now it in order to get it applied to the TableList widget or to click somewhere else. So at any rate, you have to finish to do any something that finishes the editing session, or you can also just press escape. This cancels the editing. So okay, so there are okay. This was just an example, or the other example is for install toggle. Install toggle means if now I this is for Boolean values. If I click this column, then the widget called the widget used for the editing, either in this case a toggle switch or a check button, is shown for a short time, but after that it automatically disappears and toggles. Before disappearing, it toggles the value, and so on. So these are just various options that were requested by TableList users over the years. Okay, the code is really very simple, very simple. You just have to look at the red part of the code. So the toggle switch, its switch state is set to the current value of that option. Each option has a default value and the current value. In this case, I mean the current value. And I also use that attrib subcommand to memorize the current value. To memorize the default value. The default value, okay. And after that we set the dash command option, and what does it do? It applies the state, that switch state, and again queries the current switch state and configures the TableList widget accordingly. The rest is just cosmetic to get the foreground color, to set the foreground color to red or just restore its default value depending on whether the current state is the same as the default. Okay, so nothing special, and really simple. Coming back to the example, I have also I have here all the themes which are here now present on my laptop, and again if I for example set the sorry let's do it again here, and for example that for Droid you can see a slightly other color is now used. Again for this theme some different color, and okay for a dark theme, and so on. So just a demonstration of how the the appearance of the widget tries to integrate into the all over environment. I'm just thinking, did I want to show you anything more? I think no. I think now I am ready with the presentation. Okay, thank you for your attention.
Are there any questions? Please.
Trevor, I'm pretty sure you thought about this. It is just bindings for change the state with keys.
But which keys?
Keyboard keys.
Keyboard.
Yes. Okay. For example, here now we have the focus on that widget.
Yes.
Now, if I press the space key. Yeah. Then it toggles the widget.
I was sure you thought about it.
yes, of course.
Yeah, a couple of questions and remarks from the chat. So first of all, Thorsten Berg says, really nice looking toggle widget, I love it. Thorsten is compliments the widget.
Oh yes.
And then he mentions that the attrib subcommand reminds him of TIP 369.
Yes.
And he says he would love to have such a facility for TK in general.
And it would be quite easy to build it into all TK widgets, actually. Nobody has done it. It would need a TIP. It would need a TIP.
It is a TIP already.
Really?
Brian Oakley or something else wrote it.
Yes, I recall, there was such a...
That would be a really great feature, to attach random data to a widget.
Because that is the object-oriented way to deal with data, in general. Yes. And object-oriented means you have objects, and objects are actually a combination of data and commands.
369.
Ah, so 69 is it? Okay.
I have another message from Schelte.
Schelte-Bronn.
Schelte-Bronn.
He says, why a new widget? I think this could also basically have been done with some styling of a TTK check button.
No, that is not right. I think I know there was even a first attempt from...
The AV Dark creator has done that.
Yes.
Some of them.
What is his name?
But then you don't have the sliding.
Brad Lanham.
You have the clicking.
Brad Lanham.
Yeah, Brad Lanham, yeah.
That was, in my humble opinion, not the right approach. Because, do you actually know what kind of widget this is? This is not at all... So, it works like a check button, but actually it is a slider. A slider is a widget, in general having a totally different appearance, but it has two important parts. It has a trough and a slider, just like here. And that was also for me motivation enough to use a slider. With completely different bindings, but to use the built-in commands of a TTK slider to implement this the commands for my widget.
Yeah. So the command interface is check button, but the internal is slider.
Yes.
Yeah. Max.
Can it be, first of all, thank you for the great widget. Can it be turned vertical?
No. And I don't even I don't have any plans for it. Why actually? Why?
On the mobile phone, sometimes it's more useful when you, for example, if you create the program in Android, so
yes,
I'm using one finger.
Yes.
This movement is not so natural like this one.
Yes. In that case, you can just.
Yes, because as you said, it's not checkbox, it's a slider. So basically, we can turn it like that. So it will be even more improved.
Yes, technically it is possible.
Unique feature.
But it would be something strange for my.
Yeah, many years ago, even this widget was a strange. But somebody should start.
Okay, I will think about it. Yeah.
I can tell you my experience with Java is always he first says no, wait 3 weeks. John,
I'm just wondering why you did 1, 2, 3 and not just a scale factor.
So first of all, the scaling. For example, now my laptop has a full HD resolution, but the scaling factor is now 150%. So the widget is already scaling aware, and this 1, 2, 3 are just supplementary is just a supplementary way to provide this widget in three different sizes, and as you could see an example on the Mac where a quite big one and a quite small one are used, and I don't see any need for even.
It's been asked as a feature, basically as a child-proof thing. The coffee machine goes to sleep, does a screen a saver, and people have asked for a slider. Right now you tap the screen to wake up the machine. Sometimes they tap it by accident. And people have asked to have a sliding wake up. Like a lot of phones will have a slider to come back on.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make essentially this sort of widget, but huge. You know, like that big, and slide to turn it on again. Did you ask for a use case?
I know
it's a standard slider.
You can just try to use the biggest variant so that
have it half the screen
side. Yeah. Okay. But that would actually be a scale widget. A scale widget can be arbitrarily long, wide, and it depends on the application, of course.
Oh, sorry. So your widget can be arbitrarily wide.
Sorry.
Your widget can be arbitrarily wide. Is that what you just said?
40. I think the. So there are these three different sizes. I think.
Sorry, I'll show you on my app what we've done because I've implemented the same widget on our app.
Okay.
In different use cases.
I think the widget is different in that even though it's a slider,
yeah,
it's a toggle operation. Mm-hmm. So no matter what you do, it toggles. What you need is you need a transition that has to complete. If it doesn't complete, if it goes only 90% and not 100%,
that's true.
Then you're not achieving your goal.
Is this like 50? So if you slide halfway across with yours, does it then complete?
So actually, you normally have a scale widget and you have a progress widget. So TTK has these two widgets for such use cases. The scale widget is for interactively setting something, and the other one is for just showing the progress of some action. Okay.
The Shabbos one, when you just tap it, it slides by itself anyway, so it's not going to give you that.
Well, what I liked about yours, so we've implemented our own, but I don't actually have this sliding action thing. I quite like the fact that you could tap it to turn it on and off, but you also could slide it.
Hmm.
I thought that was quite neat, and it looks quite attractive. Probably works quite well on tablets, too. The only other comment I had, actually there are two comments on the color. One, I would probably get help for the rectangle around the widget that I can see there as not being something I've seen on other OSs. And the other thing I noticed, you just enabled number 9 so I can make the point. Turn on the toggle.
Yes, I'm trying. Hey, I have to find my pointer.
He's up here, but he's frozen.
Okay, well, I was concerned about the styling because I noticed that I noticed that the styling in all the different styles of the currently selected bar was also always the same color as the widget, which makes it kind of vanish. And then you have to kind of solve that by having this awkward rectangle around it.
No, it's the focus.
Yeah, I know.
Focus,
do they
yes.
have to be the same color?
Proof.
You see, visually, the
yes.
toggle kind of goes away.
I agree.
I felt like maybe it's possible to combine it with the styling.
It's not the focus.
It's not a problem with the current with the checkbox. The checkbox, because it has this big empty white area, stands out very clearly on the focus bar.
Yeah. This was a design decision from me to use the same color as for the
box.
for the selection. Okay, now I have now I have my pointer again. Okay. Yes. Actually, so this. I like this decision.
Yeah. Okay.
One message from Christian Werner. He says, Java, can we please have a humor mode in toggle switch, roughly modeled after Claude Shannon's Ultimate Machine? We need mouse cursor animation and warping for this mode, of course. As a joke.
He wants a humor mode.
Christian always has some funny remarks.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
So I like his sense of humor.
Yeah. Shala, thank you.